The son of a struggling Ohio doctor who died at age 39, Stanton early showed a love of books and a talent for the law. By 1836, he had a flourishing law practice in the state, and by 1851, he was impressing Supreme Court justices in Washington with his oral arguments. In 1855, he was aghast at the idea of serving as co-counsel in a big patent infringement case with a hick lawyer from Illinois he was said to have described privately as a long-armed ape. Whether Stanton actually said that about Abraham Lincoln and tried to have him dropped from the legal team is open to debate. There is evidence Lincoln did sense some hostility. In an 11th-hour cabinet shuffle, President James Buchanan in December 1860 made Stanton, then a wealthy lawyer and confidential Justice Department consultant, his attorney general. Buchanan found that Stanton flattered him ad nauseam, but he believed him to be an honest, skilled, and loyal attorney. Loyal, Stanton was not. He quickly began leaking to reporters details of Buchanan cabinet meetings, which portrayed the president as weak and Stanton as the devoted unionist stiffening his spine. Within a week of being made attorney general, Stanton had also set up a secret channel to Seward, delivering the nominee for Secretary of State accounts of confidential discussions within Buchanan's inner circle. Stanton feared the U.S. government was riddled with secessionists intent on thwarting Lincoln's inauguration. Realizing that Simon Cameron had no administrative ability and had proven to be blind to graft and inefficiency in the all-important War Department, Lincoln nudged him out of the position on January 13, 1862. Despite personal misgivings, an unsubstantiated rumor reached him earlier that Stanton had taken a bribe as Attorney General. Lincoln replaced Cameron with the 47-year-old lawyer, who was confirmed 2 days later. Stanton began work on January 20th, and in less than a month collapsed from exhaustion. Surrounding himself with aides as driven and passionate as he was, and treating them as a tyrant would, Stanton cleaned up graft and waste in the War Department and effectively managed what would become the largest army in the world. Within a year, Lincoln's Attorney General, Postmaster General, and Navy Secretary would despise Stanton for his bullying tactics. Seward and, to a lesser degree, Treasury Secretary Salmon Chase remained friendly with him. The only man who mattered to Stanton was Lincoln, who had concluded that his secretary's hard-driving and abrasive style was exactly what the War Department needed.